Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
A Senate committee is holding a public hearing today on State Representative Curtis Trent's bill that would require the Amber Alert Oversight Committee to meet every year. The committee, tasked with overseeing the system to help get abducted kids back home safely, has not held a meeting since October of 2015.
Law enforcement has really been a partner in this, and I don't want the public to get the wrong impression that law enforcement doesn't care about this issue, because they absolutely do.
Trent, who has sponsored the bill for 3 years, says he wants to ensure the Oversight Committee is functioning as intended by regularly looking at the Amber Alert system for flaws. The Missouri House Government Oversight Committee has approved Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden's legislation authorizing an independent audit of the state auditor's office. Rowden says the state statute requires it, adding it's about keeping the auditor accountable regardless of party.
It's the reason why we employ and hire an independent firm, just to make sure the auditor's on the up and up, and we'll get that done this year, and hopefully she'll pass with good remarks.
Rowden testified the audit is done in odd-numbered years, adding that it's been a statute for decades. The legislation calls for an independent certified public accountant who could submit a written report to the legislature, the auditor's office, and the governor. And a public forum yesterday in Jefferson City involved ways to boost the quality of care within Missouri's child care programs. Lisa Eberly Mays of United for Children, a St. Louis nonprofit training workers to handle kids with special needs or behavioral challenges, was among the crowd of about 40 people. The resounding message from the attendees was child care centers and its workers need more money.
I know people will say you can't solve a problem by throwing money at it, but sometimes money needs to be thrown. If we really wanted to improve the quality, we would dramatically increase the reimbursement rates for providers that are serving low-income families. Find ways to increase the pay that teachers get.
A plan to pay for bridge repairs across the state is back in the hands of the House. It borrows $301 million in bonds and uses an unspecified amount of money from general revenue to finance the bonds. The plan is triggered by getting a specific federal grant for up to $172 million to replace the I-70 Missouri River Bridge near Roachport, which has now been downgraded to poor condition. Kansas City Democrat Greg Razor called for the legislature to figure out a long-term way to pay for roads and bridges. He summed up the dilemma to House members.
This is frustrating to me, because I'm at a position now, and I spoke to the chairman about it yesterday. I'm in a position now of what I consider two bad votes. I vote yes, and I'm voting to put us more into debt and opening up Pandora's box of GR. I vote no, and we have eight-hour backups on I-70.
MoDOT expects to get a decision on the federal grant in September or October. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.